Chaim Sturman said by Shaul Shudis. From Reb Moshe Soloveitchik from Schweiz, that Reb Chaim Volozhin, famous drashas were Slichas. And right away he started off that it took 6 hours. Right away the initial knee-jerk reaction is, wow, you see, I'm all, people were able to sit and listen for 6 hours. But then when you heard the second part, that why was it 6 hours? Because he was ma'ir bechi by the olam. The drasha itself wasn't that long. But he was able to be ma'ir the olam to cry, that the olam was crying most of the time. People that were able to be ma'ir and olam, it's a whole different drasha before slichas. Halvai, we should have episodes eris schus the tzibur. It said about, I believe a rebbe in Europe was davening. He was the Baal Shachris on Rosh Hashanah. And he started singing, "Ay." Then he said, "Hamelech," and he fainted. They revived him. He davened Shachris. After Shachris, they asked him, "What happened? How come you fainted?" He said, "I said the word Hamelech, and I remembered the Gemara by Kamtza Bar Kamtza. Gemara Kamtza Bar Kamtza, he had the Bar Yoni, didn't want to let anybody out of Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai very much wanted to get out. So he called his nephew, who was Reish Bar Yoni, to help him get out of the walls of Yerushalayim. And sure enough, he gives him a whole plan. And he ended up going out in an Aron, and he made sure that it got out. When he gets out, he right away goes to Aspasianus Caesar, who's the general, the Roman general. And he says, Shalom Aleichem Malka. And right away, Aspasianus Caesar tells him, Yechayiv Misa twice. Number one, I'm not a melech. Why are you calling me a melech? Ve'oid, imalka ana, amayloi osis ad ha'idna. If I am the melech, why haven't you come until now? He said, I was here on Rosh Hashanah, saying Hamelech, and we know this is the real Melech. And it hit me. Why didn't you come until now? Chalapachas for us to come now. Just a week before, a little more than a week. It's brought down in Halacha. Magen Avraham paskins that even a heter that is given for an isha to come during certain tekufas only if it's Yom Neroim, he says that begins already tonight. Yom Neroim starts tonight. The din of Yom Neroim, the tefillas of Yom Neroim, to get a shame of tefillas Yom Neroim, that starts Lichas night. We know that we say at the end of Slichas HaKadosh Tiskava. And the Levush and others explain because really it's like a tefillah. It starts off with an ashray, which is Chevach, and Mimokim, the Psuke de Zimra. And then you have the tefillahs themselves, the Pizmoinim and the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim are the Shemena Esrei. Then we end with Vidui and Nefilas Apayim. And perhaps it's not just the Nefilas Apayim that's the Hoidah at the end. But the Vidui itself is Miloshin Hoidah as well. Moedim, we know, is the same root as Vidui. And I think if we think about it and we approach it in a mature way, we recognize how much the two are very much intertwined. saying the slichas kedalim ucharoshim bonu lufanecha ulasecha dafakna. What's dalim v'roshim? Is it just poetic? What is the dal? What is the rosh? Zed is masber that with the following mashal, person is opening a store. So imagine a person wants to open a store and he needs $100,000 in order to start to be able to rent a place and to be able to buy goods and so on. So he goes to a bank or to a person and he takes out a halva of $100,000, but he gives him the cheshbon and he shows him that as soon as he starts getting the product in, he shows him what he's able to sell it for, he's able to make 100% profit. So he's going to make, in a short time, he'll make that money back, he'll pay him back. And this merchandise should really turn over within a couple months. So within a couple months, he should be completely paid back. Surely, what happens, what you expect to happen, it ends up not working. He ended up not selling, and things didn't work as quickly, and so on and so forth. And it comes a year later, and he hasn't paid a penny back yet. And he says, you know, I have to start now again the next year, and I used everything up already. Would you be able to give me $100,000 again? Because I want to get more merchandise, and I'll be able to build up the business and make a lot of money and do well, and I'll pay you back. He says the first year, he's a dal. He's a poor person. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have anything he wants based on credit. Rosh, L'shenis in Chumash, where you have this, that Rosh is really like possessed. Somebody that is mechuyev already. He's meshubed. He's indebted to the one that he's coming to. So he already owes him $100,000. He's not coming as somebody that's at zero. He's coming in the red. So we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking. We don't have what to show for it. But more than that, we owe from the last year. But the emes is that we're not just asking from an individual. We're asking from Avinu Malkeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's our Eibishta, our Tata. And when we put that in the mix, it really, in a way, definitely helps us. But in a way, it can also make it more embarrassing and more difficult for us. Imagine the person that he got the loan from was his father. And now he comes back to his father and he says, I need another $100,000. It didn't work, need another $100,000. The good news is he probably stands a better chance of getting the loan because the father has Rachmanas HaKadosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us like Av to a Ben, even if we're not deserving. If we're mispalal and we really plead, and that's what the slichas are all about, pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'av Laben. Morin d'bishmai aloch mischanin. Im kibnoi. But in a different way, it's more difficult to go to the father. A person goes to a businessman, an investor, so he might know that the story is not a great story, and he might know that the reason why the business did not do as well is because he didn't succeed. But he doesn't feel like he's letting down the businessman. The businessman is either going to give him the loan or won't give him the loan. When he goes back to his father, and he had this greater plan, and his father has invested in him year after year after year. His father put him through school. His father took care of him throughout, and always got him the best education, did everything for him, and set him up as well as possible. And last year, he finally came, and he said, I have a plan how I'll finally be Matzliach. And his father invests a tremendous investment in him. And now he has to come back, even if he'll get the loan. But how embarrassing it is. He's coming back to his father. He says, Vaita de lo yitzlach. Vaita, it didn't work. It's not a good feeling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests in us so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us keseda. That is part of our HaKadosh HaTayv. All the keichas ha-nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. All the physical items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. He invests so much and he just wants us to be matzliach. He wants us to be matzliach more than we want to be matzliach. When we come to him and we say, Kedal mechurashim dafaknu delasecha, it's not just a question, will you give me the loan or not? But we come with a sense of embarrassment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm embarrassed. You did it again another year, and how much was I matzliach? What do I have to show for it? Me'idach, the flip side, when a person is matzliach, when a person goes about it and does truly grow, avada, they have to do tshuva, and they always ain't. Adamein tzaddik baratz ashiyasa tov lo yechta has to address their errors. It has to address their shortcomings. But at the same time, they could come to their father and say, L'maisa, I was matzliach a little bit this year. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the keichas. First of all, to be mispal, that we should be zeicha terachamin. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the keichas over the next week that we should daven. And we should come to our Rosh Hashanah, and at least on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not say, Imalka na, Amai la'yosis ad ha'idna. And halavai, we should takashtayk. Halavai, we should grow in a way, in a meaningful way, that we shouldn't be so thoroughly embarrassed, feeling so short, feeling, again, I'm sorry for letting you down. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should taka be matzliach, and it should be gewaldige tefilas, and everybody should be zeichet echsi v'chsim teva.